All right, welcome back to the Rod Arkent Show. A Utah lawmaker says, you know, let's put a limit, let's put a timestamp, whatever you want to call it, as to when we can say, okay, we're done with the pandemic here in the state of Utah. Let's open up things. Let's get rid of the masks. Let's get rid of the social distancing. Let's open up restaurants, let them operate as normal. In other words, let's get back to normal life. Well, we'll talk with that lawmaker and then get your reaction to it coming up at 5:05 right here on the Rod Arkent Show. All right, the Republican Party, there have been, I saw a report about a week ago, I think there were several areas around the nation's capital in which a number of Republicans have basically told the Republican Party they're leaving it because of the Capitol Hill riots that we saw back on January 6th. Now we see this story today in the Salt Lake Tribune that an estimated 7,600 active Utah Republican voters here in the state have left the party because of the Capitol Hill attacks. Joining us on our newsmaker line to talk more about that is the chairman of the Utah Republican Party, Derek Brown. Derek, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Rod. Appreciate you having me on.
Is this number exact, Derek?
No, there's no way to know for certain. And I think a lot of times there's guesswork involved. And we sort of went through the same thing last year when there were a number of high-profile Democrats, including the former Democrat Party chair, basically saying to his own party members, hey, our party is so ineffective that you need to leave our party and join the Republican Party to have a say here in Utah. And so the question was, how many people were switching parties back then? And even then, we guesstimated 8,000, 9,000, 10,000, 11,000. It's hard to know. And so, this number, it could be accurate, but my guess is there's a lot of the people who were Democrats who joined the Republican Party who may now be going the other direction. And so it's really hard to know, though, because there's a lot of dynamics at play right now.
You've been talking to people. You do this all the time as chairman of the Republican Party. What are they saying? What, we're several weeks now past what happened on January 6th, and of course Donald Trump is out of the office. What are they saying about the party right now, Derek? What are you hearing?
Well, it's mixed. I mean, you got some of the Republicans who, were really, really happy with Trump and wanted more support post-election. You had some of them who, had mixed emotions on Trump, and then, what happened on at the Capitol a couple mm-hmm. weeks ago, they mm-hmm. sort of view that as the tragic sort of final magnum opus of his administration, and boom, they're like, I'm out of here, And then you have others who just kind of, from where I am, I feel like the most important thing we can do is remember we're not a party of a personality. We are a party of principles. And my job really is to remind people what those principles are, because the faces change and they're going to change every 4 years, and they should. And that's normal and natural. But really the question is, what are those principles? And that's my job as the chair, is to help us focus on those principles, because they'll be around long after we're all gone.
Hey, Derek, I know you were back at some party meetings not that long ago, after the election, I believe, Derek. And, there was talk about 2022. And I heard Karl Rove the other day say, the party needs to find a message that resonates with the American people. As you just mentioned, let's not worry about personalities, but let's talk about our core principles. Is the party, have they formulated those principles, and is the party ready to talk about them?
I think they absolutely are, and frankly, they have to. I mean, let's be honest. That this is what parties do. In fact, I was thinking the other day, remembering the 2004 election when Bush won re-election, and Democrats just lost everything they could conceivably lose, and people were writing their obituary and talking about how this is the end of the Democrat Party, and then 4 years later, they came back with President Obama, and they did incredibly well. And I think that's the normal ebb and flow. And what it did is it forced the Democrats to have this kind of a moment as well. And from my perspective, they did a great job of getting back to basics and going, okay, what is it that really matters to us? And so this is now, 2021 is the time for the Republican Party to do that. And we're going to do that. The question is, what does that look like? And I was at that meeting of the Republican National Committee, and we had speakers like like Nikki Haley, mm-hmm, who mm-hmm. talked about that and said, look, and I think she's likely to be one of our, if not possibly our nominee in a couple of years. And she's one who was very willing to talk about And she talked about how disappointed she was in what had happened at the Capitol. By the way, that was the day before. And so the day after, she's talking about that and saying, look, it's time for us to do, Rod, exactly what you said, to sort of rethink this, re-engineer, revisit, and get back to basics.
Does Ronald Reagan's 11th commandment about thou shalt not speak ill of another Republican still stand in the party today? I don't think so, does it, Derek?
I think as a party here, at least in Utah, I can't speak nationally, but I think as a party here in Utah, we've done a really good job in the last couple of years of focusing on, not sort of engaging in this circular firing squad. I mean, you look at states like Arizona, where their party is spending time censuring members and people who were never even elected officials. And if you want to know if that's helpful, look at what happened in their elections. They lost everything they could lose. Here in Utah, we won virtually everything that we could have won as a state party, including a seat in Congress, including a majority. Here in Salt Lake County on the council. So I think whatever we're doing right. And frankly, in the process, we registered about 190,000 new Republicans last year. And so having some leave, according to these stories, it's always tragic. And as a chair, I'm going to do what I can to make sure that I remind them why they came. But, I think the job, my job is to keep my eye on the ball and remember why we're doing what we're doing.
A final question for you, Derek. The news, of course, now has to deal with the new Republican House representative from Georgia, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who has made some outlandish statements, but she still was duly elected by the people there. Why is it within the Republican Party, people tend to go after someone like her, but in the Democratic Party, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or Ilhan Omar can get away with saying just about anything, and no Democrats condemn them, but on the Republican side, we're condemning each other all the time. What's the difference, Derek?
In theory, there is no difference. And if there is one, it's just the way that I think the media tends to treat some of these folks. And maybe we're more sensitive as a party, but I know within the Democrat Party, the AOCs have caused a significant amount of contention. You don't read about it as much in the news, but I know from talking with my good friends that at the national level that behind closed doors, in fact, there were some stories about this, behind closed doors after the election, the mainstream Democrats were furious at the fact that the AOCs of their party had caused them to lose as many seats in the House as they did. And frankly, I think what's going to happen the next couple of years is Biden's going to be effectively a lame duck president within 12 to 18 months. And I predict that as a party, we will take back the House and the Senate in 2022.
I'll hold you to that, Derek. We'll have to see what happens in 2022.
All right. Well, thank you, Ron. I appreciate being on your show.
All right, Derek. Always fun. Derek Brown, chairman of the Utah Republican Party, joining us here on the Rod Arquette Show. More coming up on Utah's Talk Radio.